Hello and welcome to the Flix Forum podcast, where each episode we go back and we look at a Netflix original film in the order of release. This episode we have Netflix 304th film from 2020. It's the Nigerian drama Citation, directed by Kunle Afolayan and stars Jimmy John Lewis, Temi Otedola and Bukenemi Oluwaseina. I'm Jesse, I'm your host. Thanks for joining me today for this international film. As always, we will spoil the film as we go, so if you're keen on checking this one out, give us a pause and come back a little bit later on, because we start the show with the Fast Flicks, where we do a quick little summary of what the film is all about. So this one's about a university student who speaks up about her lecturer being inappropriate, but who will believe her? It's a big question, I guess, and obviously a bit of a courtroom drama almost in this back half of the film. This is seems like something you're interested in, you might as well give it a watch, because I'm going to talk about how this ended up on Netflix. So we've got to start off. This film is broadly based on true events. The director, Kunle Afolayan, was partly inspired by a 2019 documentary by the BBC, their subtitle called Africa Eye, and the documentary was called Sex for Grades. And this was about a year-long investigation which saw an undercover journalist enroll at the University of Lagos in Nigeria and the University of Ghana in Accra, Ghana. During their time at the institution, the undercover journalists were propositioned by various lecturers, which the resulting documentary captures in quite a lot of detail. According to the BBC, Dr. Boniface Igbihungu, Professor Ransford Gyampo, and Dr. Paul Kwame Butakor were found to have engaged in acts of misconduct. It's understood that investigations were launched against all three men and that they were suspended from their roles. The release of this documentary called Sex for Grades triggered a great deal of public attention, with many taking it to social media to speak up about their own experiences with various forms of harassment and abuse within the academia side of things. So quite sad that, you know, these things do happen in real life. This film does feature four different languages. So we have English in this film, we have Wolof and Yoruba and French, and there's a little bit of Pidgin English in there as well. Temi Otedola, who plays Marimi in this film, she learned how to speak Yoruba for this film and was taught by Gabriel Afolayan, who played her boyfriend in the film. His name in the film is Koyojo. So a nice little story there from the film. And then also, if we talk about Gabriel Afolayan, he's actually the director's brother. So a little bit of family connection there too. Temi Otedola, who I mentioned there before, she's the daughter of a billionaire businesswoman in Nigeria. And she's actually in real life a fashion and lifestyle blogger too. So lots of little connections in this film. The film was shot with a Canon EOS C500 Mark II camera, and the director told a news outlet called Premium Times that it's the first time that this camera was used in Africa. So a little bit of groundbreaking technology there too. When Citation was released on Netflix on the 6th of November 2020, it climbed to the 6th most popular film on Netflix in the first week, and it was also the most watched on Netflix in Nigeria too. This was filmed in a variety of places, from the 11th of January to the 12th of February 2020. Included Cape Verde, Dakar, Senegal, Nigeria, so a lot of different locations, and they do try to show off these locations in this film too. This did have one win at award ceremonies and a further six nominations. It won Best Original Soundtrack at the African Movie Academy Awards, and it was also nominated for Indie Edo for Best Supporting Actress and for Best Nigerian Film. It was nominated for Best Picture at the Ghana Movie Awards, as well as Best Supporting Actor for Ajete Anang, and it was also nominated at the UK National Film Awards for Best Newcomer and Outstanding Performance for Temi Otedola. What's this title of the film around the world? Translations in Spanish, German, and Hungarian. It's called The Summons. I get where they're going with the court side of things, but it's not actually a court thing. It's sort of just a trial inside the university. So yeah, get that. French, it's called The Convocation. I had to look that word up to see what it actually meant, and it actually means a large formal assembly of people. So yep, sure, makes sense. In Greek, it's called The Subpoena. Again, misses the point of it. And in Russian, it's called Agenda. Again, I think Citation is probably the best sort of title, because it also talks about her study as well in this film. What are the critics and audiences saying about this film? On Rotten Tomatoes, sits at 67% on six reviews, so that is fresh. The audience has it at 69%. That's on less than 50 ratings though. On IMDb, sits at 6.1 out of 10. That's only on 1,000 ratings. And on Letterboxd, sits at a 3.1 out of 5, so solid, but only on 555 ratings. And it's only been logged by 781 people. So not many people have seen this film at all. What are my early thoughts? I mean, this film, it means well, but it's too long and it's really poorly put together. There's poor performances. And did I mention it's too long? Sorry. This one's not very good. I'm a little bit sad because the past Nigerian films that we'd seen, Olatore, I think was one of them, and Lionheart, Olatore covers similar sort of themes and was done a lot better, but that's okay. Let's look at some characters from this one. So our professor, our culprit in this film, Lucene Nadare, he's this lecturer. He arrives at this school where Marimi studies with a good reputation. He's got humor, leaves a really good impression on every single student he sort of comes across, but there's obviously more to this character. And as we see through the point of view of Marimi during this court case and through his actions, and I know it's all from her point of view, but obviously I'm going to spoil it, at the end, she's found to be the truthful one. So we've got to believe that point of view too. And talking about her, Marimi, I mean, like, she's super young, but super smart. And through her study, she sticks to her morals and her goals of getting a good education and wanting to work in the UN and to do better things or be a photojournalist too. So, you know, a very youthful sort of character. Her friend, Gloria, bit of a gross character, just into men, I guess. And she does turn on her at the end too. So not a real positive sort of thing. Kwesi is this male friend in Marimi's class, I guess. And then we do have a love interest for Marimi, which is Kojo, and he's this medical student at the same college as her. They've got this romantic connection, and he's the one that highlights to her the uncomfortableness with the professor and how close he is getting to her. I mean, he's good at karate. I'm not sure why that means anything, but thank goodness, I guess, because otherwise things in this film could have been a lot worse for Marimi too. The director, Kunle Aflan, 17 directing credits, all look to be Nigerian, but obviously a lot of work and a lot of stuff I was reading online highlights how much they like the work of the director as well. Let's talk about some scenes. What are some scenes that stood out? What are some things I didn't like? There is a nice scene in this film where Marimi, she's like daydreaming in class with this replacement teacher, because obviously Lucene, her actual lecturer, is, you know, on trial, and it cuts nicely through this daydream to a class with him. So that was nice editing. And I also didn't mind Marimi going back to Senegal to interview people and find out about Lucene's past and his son and what he's done before too. So that was done nicely. Unfortunately, the rest are all things that I sort of want to forget. I think the whole opening, before the film even started, you know, the actual, the whole, it wasn't even a part of the film. The whole opening is this example of sex for grades, which has happened in the past in the culture, and a brief mention of it would have been sufficient. And it does happen later. There is a mention of it later anyway. So this just led to confusion. And like, you know, I was supposed to know or care about their students, that they led to the death of a teacher, but it didn't mean anything in the overall story other than it's happened before, other than just this one story we are following. And then finally, we had the introduction of the characters that we're going to follow for the whole film, like Marimi and Kwesi and, you know, Gloria and those characters. But then I was even more confused. So I just didn't like that start of the film. I didn't like the scenes where Gloria was gross about Lucene. There's this slow-mo shot of Marimi walking the corridor, seeing pamphlets of her face as being like the, you know, the poster child for standing up against abuse and being stared at by people. This was just really amateurish. And every time they were in class, we got all this, like, you know, dialogue drop about politics, and you could tell that they were trying to tie what was happening in around the world with what we were seeing on screen, but it did drag throughout. That was annoying. The driving lessons that Marimi gives Lucene, just not great. There's a moment in court, a real brief moment, where Marimi calls Lucene a liar. And then all of a sudden, the head of the court, or the head of the tribunal sort of thing, just says, well, it's getting too heated in here, we need a break. It was not heated at all. We get this line where Marimi, you know, when she's teaching Lucene how to drive the car, and she says, like, you need to be like Switzerland. Or the car, like the car, the clutch needs to be like Switzerland, neutral. It's just like, it's not funny. And then this conversation continues and the audio levels were so off. Like Marimi was clear and Lucene, it was like he's in this echo chamber. It was just really poorly done. There were these two British hype girls. They were just lame. And then there's a scene where, you know, Marimi runs away from them and it's like she's being chased and the music was so horrible and it was just horrendous. There's this party scene where there's this music and this performer. It just dragged on and on and on. It was way too long and added nothing to the film. Marimi, getting this karate class almost from Kojo, and he's teaching her these moves. It was so lame, and it was just like him trying to get close to her. And I mean, I did mention before, at least those moves came in handy a little bit later on. Lucene says that Marimi you know, he's got her in this awkward situation. He's like, you know, you'll talk about Brexit, but you're not going to talk about your sex life with me. Like, just what a horrible line. And then he said, I feel like you ride like a horse in bed. Just what the hell? Like, just gross dialogue. Marimi, she tells Kojo about going on a field trip to Dakar. She's telling her boyfriend, you know, I'm going on this trip. And he's like, you know, I don't really think that's a great idea. And she just cracks and storms off on him. That was really poorly done. Then the class, they do go to Dakar. And they're on this, like, minibus showing off all the scenery of the town. And it just dragged on for too long. And then they go to all the tourist spots. And this, again, adds nothing to the story. And then there's trips on boats and sightseeing. And we have this scene where this kid called Sambo, who obviously makes, you know, an appearance later in the film and is important, but he makes her chase him through the town. It was just all rubbish, just rubbish. It didn't add anything. There's ridiculous scenes of Kojo getting his black belt in karate that's intercut with Marimi, you know, trying to find a house or an address. It just didn't add anything. Marimi, she's outside the courtroom towards the end, and Kojo tries to hug her, and she pushes him away, and then he tries again, and she pushes him again, and it was just almost laughable. And then we get this shot of him on the stand, you know, being on her side, and then we just cut back to that same situation, and they hug. Oh, it was so bad. The final court decision, we get these drawn-out shots of everyone that's sort of on the panel sitting there, and then these big crowd shots outside that all look so fake. It just took away from the impact of what was trying to be said. And then the final scene is Marimi going back to class, and the class all chant for her. It was just such a poor ending. Sorry, I was probably a little bit down on a lot of things. The themes, the ideas of this film. So that idea, that, you know, the normalization almost of the rape culture that happens in education facilities in Africa, and people in power abusing it, and that idea of control too, and that difficulty of he said, she said, whose credibility should be believed. And that's that trouble, I guess, of a working system that's sort of set up to fail victims. How do you speak up when there's so many challenges or so many people that don't believe you? The other side of things, like the importance of keeping and respecting culture is seen through dance and food and music, and that's really nice. And that idea too of bravery and standing up and allowing and giving others the influence or the, you know, the inner fire to make reports themselves too. So that's an important message to take away. What did I take away from this film? The music throughout was pretty woeful. I think there was once where I thought the music was okay. It was just over the top and made the balance of the film feel so off. And in saying that too, the start of the film, the production company clips, there were some of the most poorly rendered 3D. It looked like you were playing a Nintendo 64 game. That's how poor the animation was, or like some word art from 2003. Just, oh man, horrible. Questions, ponderings, thoughts. How did Marimi have the money to fly herself to Dakar to get the witnesses that she needed? Like, she must be privileged, and possibly is, because we see that she's paying a legal representative to help her out too. So, I mean, you know, and that's obviously something that a lot of victims wouldn't have the ability to do, which is really sad. I guess that's probably more a thought. There's that scene where we have this moment where the alleged sexual assault occurs, and there's this idea that Marimi was sick and had to vomit for half an hour. Like, based on other Nigerian films, like, it's in the back of my head, like, that idea that the professor drugged her to ensure she stayed behind, that really makes me feel not nice. The popular businesswoman, Ibukun Awasika, she plays herself as like the head of the council that's looking over this case, I guess. And there's a scene where she orders, like, she's sitting there, and we see Lucene's getting a little bit angry because he realizes he's going to lose, and she tells him to sit down. And you know, she claims all of the things that she's been nominated for, including the Nobel Prize, but apparently it's not actually possible, because the Nobel Prize, they have a 50-year secrecy rule where any year or the list of nominees, it's only made public 50 years later after it was created. So you know, she's probably in her 50s in this film. That would have meant she was nominated before she was 10. So that's like a little funny thing to take away too. All right, we're ready to wrap this up. We give the films a rating out of 5. For me, you know, it's an important story. It was just done pretty poorly. The film needed at least an hour cut from her, and it probably didn't need so many non-linear moments, because it just didn't add anything to the film. Unfortunately, I'm not a fan of this. 1.5 out of 5 for me. We're on socials. We've got X, formerly known as Twitter. We've got Facebook and Instagram. Give us a follow. Give us a like if you can. The question I wanted to put out there for this one is, like, why was there no mention or reference to Marimi's family? Like, I spoke before about, she's obviously well off. She's got money. She can afford for a lawyer. She can afford to travel, to chase ideas. Where's her mother? Where's her father in this whole situation? Where's her support crew there to help her out and get her through this tough time? I thought that was a really weird exclusion from this film. We're back next week. Next week, we do have another international film from 2020. This one's an Austrian film. It's a drama called What We Wanted, or Was Wir Wollten. It's directed by Ulrich Koffler and stars Lavina Wilson, Elias Mbarek, Anna Utenberger, Lucas Spizer, Ivar Hoppegerger, Fedor Timil, and Marta Manduka. So next week, an Austrian film. Very excited. If you want to check it out, give it a watch before next week. Give us a download, as always. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.